We're recording.
Let's kick off.
Is this it? We're ready to rumble.
This is my moody face.
I've just been sitting here cuddling my koala.
Doing a moody face at me.
Doing a moody face. Well, not really at you, just at life. Here's the theme tune.
Welcome to our amazing lives.
Crispin, that's rude. Oh, that's gross and rude. Oh, is that going to be bad if I have my phone on?
Welcome to
our amazing lives. Welcome to Celebrity Gossip Godcast, episode 71. Is that really 71?
Or was it 72?
Yeah, 71. And I would like to say a thing, except I'm going to forget the name, but I wanted to say a congratulations to our friends Megami and Nick, who just had a baby called Joshua.
And what else?
And it's called, I can't remember the second name. It's something
because of A.
It's Joshua in Japanese. I don't know how to pronounce
it.
I don't know how to pronounce Megami's surname.
Should we just leave it at that?
Yeah. Don't you know who you are?
Welcome to the world, Josh. Welcome to our amazing world.
But congratulations to them. Everybody is happy about it. So, enough of the world of our celebrity friends. What about the other celebrities
who aren't our friends? I was about to roll a tab, but okay, I'll do this instead.
That's not mine.
Swap.
Those are mine.
Swap.
So, what's on the covers?
Sarah Harding, where did the party girl go?
What? Is that what she said? Or is that what?
Don't know.
Okay.
Fattest anorexic ever. 11 stone and killing myself.
I don't understand that.
No, I don't.
It's because it's on the cover of Love It. That never makes sense. Addicted to Bad Boys. Chantel, Kerry and Cheryl.
Didn't they do that the same thing last week? Three birds on the front.
Yeah, probably. They do it.
Destroyed.
But these guys are... Chantel's still in love with Preston. Kerry thinks she doesn't deserve a decent bloke. And Cheryl, Derek's too nice for her.
I have a similar thing in you. Chantel will, underlined, get back with Preston. Exclusive interview. Interview. with her mum.
Oh. God, you know that you're scratching at the bottom of the bucket. That's not right. But if you've got the mum, you can't get anyone else. You can't get a saucer or a pal then.
Yeah. Mum is like, that's the ultimate sauce. Hot sauce. Amazing True Life. I'm a dwarf and so are my twins.
Well, what that's are the odds? Yeah. You wouldn't expect that, would you?
Not in a million years.
Jordan's fury at marriage split rumours. Heidi, I want my new implants removed.
Yeah, miserable Jordan at breaking point. Chantel's secret plan to win back Preston.
Here's an interesting thing. Josie...
She's in it with her mum.
Josie, Big Brother winner, world exclusive. Who else in the world, apart from the UK, knows about Bush's Big Brother or cares about
expats.
It even? Yeah, probably not. That's why they left.
Yeah.
Big Brother is the sort of reason why people go...
I tell you, right, after having absolutely fuck-all coverage the whole time it's been on, now this ultimate Big Brother, everyone's going mental for it. Maybe we're missing out.
I don't really care about it. Sid Owen and Polly Parsons, engagement exclusive. Can you tell me who those people are?
Yeah, Sid Owen's Recky.
Yeah, he is. Polly Parsons, his fiance. So you need to know, innit?
That's all you need to know.
So let's crack in. Or unless you've got more. You've got loads of magazines. Why have you got so many?
Because there's fuck all in them.
Oh, right.
Look, there's nothing in Star. I just throw it over there. Weren't even any props. Bad whatever. Boys. Right, first thing I want to say is George Michael's.
What has he done? I've seen a little.
He got blitzed and crashed his car
again.
He's
done that loads of times.
Yeah, but he did it into a shop this time, so people pressed charges.
Such a dick.
I like the one where he was just asleep in his car, completely off of his face, and then and the police came to tell him off, and he tried to drive his car, and then they arrested him for being smashed and driving. And then when they got him out of the car and they searched his car, there wasn't loads of drugs in it, but it was just full of dildos. He's a fucking god.
It's not illegal, is it?
Yeah, but right, this is the thing about, so look at this picture, right? It's some jokey graffiti on the shop that he crashed into. Someone wrote "Wham" with a little arrow. I like.
That's good, isn't it? He is. What was I going to say? He's like you can imagine having a mate like that who just always gets fucked and then doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah,
and stupid things. And you always have to go, mate, stop doing that. Like, and always just getting himself into trouble and strife. But apparently, unfortunately, he's a celebrity, so they get him for it.
Yeah.
People do that all the time.
But he's like, you know, he likes doing normal stuff.
Yeah, like getting smashed.
Getting smashed.
Using dildos.
Yeah.
Off his bum.
Cottaging on hamster teeth.
Yeah.
It's just, you're not allowed to do that if you're famous. You have to, you know, I don't know, do it in a weird way. Get someone to you have to walk around your garden really quietly.
Yeah.
Pay someone to come and do it. Pretend that you're cottaging.
I liked this little... This is just a quick little blip of Jordan and Alex. Apparently, well, I don't know. No. Anyway, I don't need to go into it. It's boring. But as I just liked this sentence because it seems like a bit of a contradiction.
What is it?
As yet more shocking rumours emerged, desperate Casey Price has slammed claims that her marriage to Alex Reed is on its last legs. Okay, so they're just searching for any sort of what's the next bit of gossip about them. Let's just make up another thing. Let's just go back to one of the other things we were talking about.
I've got loads of change in my back pocket.
Okay, that's what happens when you hand over a note at a shop.
Yeah, but it's in the wrong pocket. This is my money pocket. Listen.
Maybe you...
Not that one.
Oh, there was a woman trying to check you off in the supermarket and she slipped it in.
Just putting TPs in.
Paying you.
Following me around the supermarket, putting TPs in.
Yeah.
Until it was so heavy I fell over.
Yeah.
You know what happens next.
Did you call the police?
No. Well, it didn't happen because I'm so tough. She could have put all the TPs in the whole world in my back pocket. I wouldn't have fallen over.
Okay. Should we go back to my story?
Yeah. I was actually...
Why are you fiddling around in your... Oh, okay.
Okay,
well, you're going to have to go downstairs and get them, because they're not up here.
Oh.
Why don't you do that?
Okay, talk loud.
Well, I can't really. You won't hear what I'm talking about.
I will.
We're not very prepared, are we? I'm just kind of fannying about. Maybe we should stop smoking.
Yeah, okay.
Might be an idea. But have a fag right now. That'll be all right.
Yeah. There's all filters all over the place. Some of them...
Why? You don't need filters, do you? Yeah. I think you need a Rizzlers.
Oh, yes. I've got them as well.
Okay. Right, you're almost there that now, then. Yeah?
Yep.
All right. Koala, yep. You all right? Koala looks a bit fucked. His face down on the sofa.
I put him in the...
What did you give him? He's got his hand on his balls. The koalas have balls. He doesn't have any. He hasn't got anything. Might cut him a hole.
I don't know. Do they lay eggs?
He's well in the got me position. He's going to have to take a photo of that.
Oh, that can be the photo.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, right, so I just like the sentence. From the privacy of a poolside sun lounger. That's what I like.
Yeah, private.
I like that sentence, it's stupid. Casey Price hit back at rumours claiming her marriage to Alex Reed is all but over. What? Boring. Anyway, I just like that sentence. From the privacy of a poolside sun lounger.
Get off, it's private!
Poor old reality TV star, Heidi Montag. What is she a reality TV star of?
We don't know.
Is that in America?
I think so.
She,
On TV.
She had too much plastic surgery, right? She's had 12 shopping... She's had 12 shocking cosmetic surgeries to...
Oh, yeah, I remember. She's the one with... She had, like, mega giant tits that
she's got giant-sized tits. She cups now. But She's only 23 years old and she's had 12 massive surgeries to change herself into a thing.
I've had four.
What did you have done?
I had arm extension. And
you mean go-go gadget arms?
Robot foot. Yeah. Then I had one of my balls replaced with a bell. And then I had that taken out and put and a normal ball put back in because it was too annoying. When I was running to the bus, people would not know what was going on.
Having sex, even, that might be slightly annoying if you're generally moving about the house. Never having sex. Your mind field.
Bong! Bong!
What was it, a massive symbol?
Yeah, it was huge, honestly. It was like that, like a big Batman's fist.
Well, Heidi Montag looks a bit... She just doesn't, I don't know, I don't really like her. She's too pink. She's one of those girls that always wears pink tracksuits, even though she's...
A pink bikini rich. As well.
Yeah. It's just like, well, don't try and look like a chav. You've got loads of money.
Maybe that's really classy in America.
Probably. That's not as trailer trash, isn't it?
Yeah.
I reckon. The X Factor has now got a rival coming up. It's called... It's on Sky One. It's going to be called Must Be The Music. And it's going to be hosted by radio DJ Fern Cotton. What do you reckon the chances are that it's going to take over X Factor in the finals?
Slim to none.
Do you reckon?
Yep.
It could work, though. It might be cooler. But no, it won't, because not everyone has Sky. Only some people do.
Also, that's Fern Cotton is just like a vacuum of...
hate.
Cool and sense, and it all gets sucked in.
Oh.
So no one will even know what's going on the telly.
Okay.
Here's the thing to do with X Factor, I think. Yep. Last year's X Factor runner-up, Ollie Murs, said he is disgusted. That's the only quote from the whole thing. At his twin brother, Ben, after he accused him of being a self-absorbed sellout who has torn their family apart. 26-year-old Essex boys fell out last year after the singer missed Ben's wedding, which took place on the same day as the show's semi-finals. Last week, Please Don't Let Me Go singer took to Twitter saying, "Can't believe my own blood has sold a story on me. It's disgusting, especially when I wish he'd told the truth."
My own blood.
Just moments later, Ollie added, "I hope this private matter will be resolved soon. I do love Ben."
Oh.
So we can only assume in those minutes his phone went. And it was his PR.
Yeah.
What are you doing, you twat?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly, exactly. There's some relationship news here. Sookie and Bill have got married in real life.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Which is nice. But he's got a lot older than her. She's 28, he's 40.
Yeah.
So, presumably, he'll sort of go a bit old and funny and then she can go out with someone else.
They exchanged vows before family and friends, including actor Elijah Wood.
Oh,
"We're very, very happy," says Stephen. "She's the best."
Oh, I bet she is. She's a nice little New Zealand girl, a bit of heart.
But if she touches him, all of the superpowers will go.
Is on the relationship news, Kate Winslet is going out with a boy called Louis Dowler, who's a 34-year-old model. He doesn't look that hot to me, but he's a bit of a funny angle.
How old
but
is he?
What I like mostly, 34.
What's he modelling? Shears.
Probably.
Garden stuff.
Yeah, it's probably a hand model.
The mega hoe thing.
It's probably a hand model.
Garden pal thing. Yeah.
Mega hoe model. 34-year-old mega hoe model, Louis Dowler. Anyway, so what I liked about this picture was I just thought it was an interesting bit of news that Kate Winslet seems to have a crusty haircut. She's got an undercut going on there.
Oh, dear.
That's like people do. People who take Kesman. Kesman haircut.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess so it doesn't. Why is that?
What comes first, Kesman or the undercut?
Kesman.
Yeah?
Mostly. And it's just so it doesn't get in your face when you're doing it. Doing Kesman. If you just shave it away,
yeah, hair could be really annoying in a great big K hole.
Yeah,
what's that? What is it? It's your fringe.
Anyway.
Right, Nadine Cole. Nadine returned Cole. To the UK last week to sign a record deal with supermarket giant Tesco.
Gutters.
This is like in the good week, bad week. She's at the fucking top. The 25-year-old Girls Aloud star will sell her debut solo album exclusively to Tesco customers. That's not a good week, is it?
Go on, Dick.
Your album goes straight to Tesco.
Yeah, it's not a good week. She's totally hidden herself up.
That's not even having your film go straight to DVD, is it? It's like having your film go straight to the cardboard little thing in the newsagent.
Yeah, exactly. There is a woman. She's not a woman, she's a child. She's 17 years old. She plays Ian Beale's daughter in EastEnders. Her name is Melissa Suffield.
Is she hot stuff?
She looks like a 17-year-old.
Yep.
Not that hot. She looks like, you can tell in 10 years' time her face will have gone different and she'll be quite pretty. But she's still got a little bit of that puffy fat around her cheeks.
There's still hope.
But she looks like she's a pretty thing. Her eyebrows look a bit large. She needs to tame them down.
I should have got a beer when I was downstairs, shouldn't I?
Yeah. Anyway, back to me. She got sacked from EastEnders.
Did she?
Because she...
She got off with Bill.
She was being naughty because she was pictured in a... She was a tearaway and she kept going out and getting drunk and getting papped. And when she was 17. So she was underage, so they had to sack her because they were like, we can't have her being a role model to children or whatever. Like, we can't have her with our name. So, but... I liked this because it said...
the country's bastion of morality, EastEnders.
Yeah, exactly. She started working for them when she was 11. She says, the real reason she was axed, it all began in April when I was pictured leaving a club at 4 a.m. I have drunk alcohol before, but I hadn't that night. It's classic teenage lie.
God.
Classic teenage lie. I had gone out with friends and had a puffy face because I'd been dancing for 6 hours. How did you manage that, love? Did you have a really, really hearty tea?
Bit of Lucozade.
Yeah. I realised I'd been photographed, so I texted someone at EastEnders to tell them about it straight away. Right, yeah, good. That was a good call.
I'd like to see that text.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck!
I've just been papped, lol. You're all cunts.
Yeah. So anyway, they were really angry but she assured them she wasn't underage drinking. Then she said she was under scrutiny a lot after that. But then what happened was she had her own flat, and all her friends were very excited when I got my friends were very excited when I got my own flat as they wanted to have big parties, but I refused. I was adamant on house rules. Instead, they would come over and we'd play the guitar or sing karaoke, really.
And do some K.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And get completely fucked, obviously. Sounds like fun. She adds, one day I got a call from work to say they had received a complaint about noise. I thought they were joking because none of my neighbours had ever asked me to be quiet.
And what, and they phoned EastEnders?
Well, yeah, I think so, yeah. Well, it must be that she was in a place, well, and she must have been in some fucking apartment that they put her up in, or I guess that was... Yeah.
Weird anyway, world.
So it's just they sacked her. But anyway, look, the night, here's a picture of the night out on the town that upset BBC bosses. It doesn't matter who you are, when you're 17, you don't dress right, do you? Look at that outfit. She looks like a 1981 hooker. She really does.
Will you be moody if I go and get a beer?
No, but I don't have anything to talk about right now. Okay, good.
I could just pause it.
Okay, pause it.
Amazing,
that was
quick.
It's
my beer. I didn't even open it.
Here's your ice cold beer. Are you going to give me some news now? I haven't heard anything from you for ages.
Okay.
But we're getting towards problem time, actually.
Yeah. This is a really quick one. Sarah Hardy. Love it exclusive. Is Sarah working too hard? At what?
Do you know what? She does the poor thing. She really does. Yeah.
I'm going to suggest maybe not as hard as you or I.
That's a very nice dress. Where's that from?
Which one?
Ollie. Lovely. Very flowery and nice cut.
Ollie.co.uk. £35.
A bit of shopping after this, I am. Have you got more?
No, it's going to problems.
Can I just tell you my funny real life thing?
Just okay, yeah, I've got a letter as well. Not to us.
A woman who was stalked by a pervy pensioner. Look at the pervy pensioner on this little scooter.
Oh, my God.
He's totally hinged about what happened was, he was like her neighbour, and she was walking down the street one day, and he called out to her, because he was on his little scooter, on his mobility scooter, called out to her and said, oh, the battery's gone flat and it's not working. So she was nice to him, and she helped him because he was sort of like, you know, an old pensioner, little old man. So she pushed it back to his house for him. And then so she went in and made him a cup of tea, and then he basically asked her if she'd come around and like help him do some cleaning for him. And she needed a job at the time. She was like, I think she was married or had this boyfriend and two kids with a boyfriend. So she felt sorry for him, and she sort of offered to carry on looking after him and stuff, or doing stuff. Like, but I think he was going to pay her or something. But then, she thought after a while that it actually seems like he just wanted someone to talk to, because he kept just chatting to her about stuff. And so she thought that he just wanted someone to talk to. But one day, oh yeah, a couple of things, that he said a couple of weird things, like, one day Brian told me how gorgeous I was and asked me to sit on his lap and give him a kiss. I laughed it off as just silly banter from an old man, as you would. You'd be like, oh, whatever. I felt sorry for him. One day things took a disturbing turn. We were chatting away as normal when Brian pointed to his neck and said, give me a little bite! At first I was shocked, then I burst out laughing. I just told him not to be daft. But then she told her boyfriend about it, and he was just like, he doesn't sound really like he's right in the head. It sounds a bit weird. I don't think you should go around there anymore. And she was like, oh, but I promised to make his tea tomorrow, so I'll go. He's harmless, just a little old man. But then when I got there, Brian seemed different. He was walking about. I'd never seen him so active before. Suddenly he locked the front door, and I asked what he was doing, and he said, I want you to stay over. And then he started grabbing at me, saying, you've got sexy legs. I pushed his hand away and shouted at him to stop, but he wasn't finished. He started touching himself and saying he wanted to do rude things to me. Fucking gross. Then he started taking his clothes off and like doing a strip show for her and everything. So she had to like, she was like texting her boyfriend going, ah! He's like jammed in the house with this sex man, old man. And finally, she says, soon Brian was down to his underpants. The sight of his saggy body was sticking my mind forever. And then finally her boyfriend saved her. But then that wasn't the end of it. He kept like posting letters through her doors, saying things like, dear wife, you are made for me, lover. I will never leave you. I will treat you like a princess, and things like that. And then following her around on his mobility scooter. If he saw her in town, he'd follow her around. And she said it would have been funny if it wasn't so creepy, because obviously it is.
Yeah.
Just imagine. But I just thought it was quite a funny story, really. And in the end, oh yeah, he would wait outside her house on his mobility scooter until like 2 o'clock in the morning, and was posting messages through her thing saying that he would wait for her forever and everything. One day she had 27 missed calls from him. God, can you just imagine? And anyway, he was completely mad because they finally arrested him and sent him to court and stuff. He admitted charges of sexual harassment. He actually told his probation officer that they were getting married. He was completely mad. But quite a funny story, but a bit horrible and scary as well. Yuck! Imagine it.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Because you don't know what's under that jumper.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, she does.
Saggy stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Before we hit the problems, this is one of my favourite letters ever.
Yeah.
It's a darling picture of someone's baby who is
reading,
love it. And the best thing about it, how old do you reckon that baby is? It's a pretty fresh one.
It's
6 months.
Yeah, well, a bit older than that, because it can hold stuff. It's probably about 8 months.
Oh, it says 6-month-old daughter. And it says, so she's there reading, love it. And the big headline we can see is, a sex killer controlled me from his cell. And that's what the delightful little baby
the
is.
The baby's hand
about.
Is clasping the page, yeah, over the thing that says sex killer. Yeah. So, how are you doing for problems? How many have you got? Are we able to sort of...
I've got some.
Has Best got... No.
Yeah, Best has got some problems in. I can hear one. Is it my fault that both my kids are gay?
Are you gay? Because if you are, it might be, yeah.
When my son told me he was gay last year, I got over the initial shock, accepted the news, and just carried on with life. Now my daughter has told me she thinks she might be gay too. Neither myself nor my husband can believe that both of our children are gay. We're worried that it must be something to do with the way we've brought them up. Did we do something wrong? We are also very disappointed that we will never be grandparents. I'm just hoping this is some sort of phase.
How old are they, I wonder? Yeah, maybe they didn't do enough tough things with them. Maybe they just did gay stuff with them all the time.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe they both had Barney the dinosaur toy? Made them want to be gay.
Yeah.
And Postman Bum.
Postman Bum. Postman Bum. Postman Bum. Man is black and white bum. That's what we heard for a good hour.
Yeah, something like that.
And their mate's little kid. It's very funny.
Postman Bum. Postman I like his little take on the thing of turning in the night garden to in the bum garden. Oh, life.
Grandpa in my bum.
Oh, God. Right, so am I reading a problem?
Yep.
I fancy his dad. I can't believe I'm writing this. Typing this. But I fancy my boyfriend's dad. He's stunning. Really handsome and so kind and gentle. I love his voice, the way he eats. The way he eats. His hands, everything. He's divorced from my boyfriend's mum and lives on his own in this fantastic penthouse flat. I can't tell if he fancies me, but I'm beginning to think I might be in with a chance. Every time I catch his eye, he seems to be looking right back at me. Should I tell him how I feel? Every time you catch his eye, or every time you stare at him and he finally
looks... And he's going...
He's all Vanessa says, hang on a minute. What about your boyfriend and all this? Yeah, exactly. She hasn't mentioned the boyfriend once. She's just like...
Oh, how old's the bird?
She doesn't say.
Crafty age withheld, 46.
Are you seriously considering dumping him for his own father? Do you truly think a man who would happily get off with his son's girlfriend is a decent bloke who could possibly make you happy? All right, chill out.
How near is the nearest 24-hour McDonald's from his penthouse flat?
Yeah. Think about the important things. Go on then, more.
Should my son be treated like this?
Like what?
Pink question mark. I'm about to tell you. When my daughter-in-law discovered that my son was cheating on her, she agreed to take him back on the condition that he would go to relationship counselling with her.
Yeah.
She also demanded that he give up his mobile phone, show her all his bank statements, and check in with her 3 times a day.
Yeah.
I know he needs to regain her trust, but this all seems a bit extreme.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
She's just one of them girls, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what... Oh, it's Lorraine Kelly's sage advice.
One of them stupid girls. But then what did he cheated on her, did he?
Yeah.
Well, he's a twat. She shouldn't go out with him. She shouldn't go out with someone that cheats on you.
They were married.
Oh. Have you heard of divorce? Three's Company. I was a bridesmaid at this... I want to go to this wedding. I was a bridesmaid at a summer wedding and I ended up in bed with the best man and one of the bridesmaids. Party on! We were drunk and did it for a dare, what you dared each other. But now I'm totally confused. I'm not a lesbian, but I've never fancied a woman in my life, but I did things to her that I've only seen in dirty films. Sleeping with the best man was okay, but sex with her was sensational. Was it just a night of wild intoxicated madness, or am I secretly gay? Well,
you might be a little bit gay.
There is such a thing as bi, Gabby from London. I want to go to York for that wedding. That sounds fun.
Is there a picture of her? No, is that where you want to leather up?
That's a pretend picture. I don't mean anyone unless either of them look. They look like boring girls.
Yeah, they do. They don't look like the kind of girls who you'd expect to have a threesome.
She's telling a secret like this with a hand like this.
Yeah. Like Davey when he's talking normally.
Yeah. That's mean. And I just, it didn't even mean that. I just have a big belly laugh.
So yeah, it's all right there because Davey doesn't listen to the podcast.
He's
so
too cool.
I want a man. Yeah. I'm 20 years old and feeling a bit down because I don't have a boyfriend. Most of my mates have someone and I'm starting to feel as if it will never happen to me. Everyone says I'm still young and to give it time. But what if I'm in the same situation 5 years from now? Send me another letter?
Yeah.
We'll deal with that then.
Join a book group.
Yeah, they're well sexy.
Have you seen that programme called The Book Group? Everyone gets off with each other.
Oh yeah, with that guy who was in like every single thing for a whole year. That was his whole career, was just that year.
Yeah. I really liked The Book Group.
He was in the chewing gum advert.
Yeah. Yeah. Then people got bored of his face, so he stopped getting on the telly.
Yeah.
He was in... Wasn't he in Hollyoaks or something? Maybe that was the end.
God knows.
Okay, what's next? I'm going to run out of problems because I've...
Boobs are odd. No, that's a normal one. He's a sugar daddy. I really fancy a guy at work. I know he feels the same way, as he's made it very clear. I'd like to have a fling with him, but I don't know what to do, as he's much older than me. I'm 20, and he's in his late 40s. Am God. I normal for fancying him?
Yeah,
I'm worried
him,
what people will think.
My sister once went out with a man who bought herself and she didn't fancy, and he was a heena and loads older than her and divorced and had teenage kids. But she bought him, he bought her loads of stuff. He bought really nice clothes. Really nice clothes. Just took her shopping places and just paid for loads of stuff.
Oh, bless him. In his head he was Richard
Gere. Yeah, he knew it was a real day. He was ugly. I remember she showed me a picture of him.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, my God. God, she's like,
did they fuck?
Yeah. And he was like, she showed me a picture of him. I was like, can I see a picture? She was told, and she was like, oh, he's really nice to me. And everything. She, and I was like, yeah, and he buys you stuff. And she's like, yeah, well, it's just nice to someone be nice to me, you know. I was like, yeah, fair enough. Well, can I see a picture of him? And she was like, we're all like shy and weird. And then she showed me a picture of him on her phone. And I was like, oh my God.
Was it that scooter guy?
And then she was like, I know. It's really funny. Anyway, everyone does things like that every now and again. I don't think there's a problem with it, as long as you don't carry it on for life. That's what I think. So she should just have sex with him, get him to buy her some stuff, and then fuck him off.
Yeah.
He might
that's
not
pretty
even
much
like
what
her.
Sharon Osbourne says.
He might not even like her. I mean, he might not even... Yeah, he might think she's a dick, eventually. But yeah, because that's what you have to do. Yeah. Get him to buy you loads of stuff, have sex with him, get him to buy you loads of stuff and take you out on loads of dinners and things and have a nice time with him. Then start acting like a real dick and he'll go off you. So he'll think it's you. He'll think it's him that's in control. Perfect. The perfect crime.
Win, 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 win. Yeah.
Everybody's won. Please yourself. My fiancé likes me to masturbate in front of him while he does the same. What's the point? I thought masturbation was supposed to be done when your partner isn't around. If they're there, you might as well have sex.
What's the answer to that?
Vanessa says, who wrote your rule book? Sex is supposed to be fun, that's it. If he likes watching you pleasuring yourself, don't begrudge him his enjoyment. He likes a bit of a variety.
But there's what must she be like? She sounds like such a moany old bitch. He's like, come on, let's whack. He's going, what he's really into, it, she's going, oh, good.
So boring.
Smoking a fag.
Yeah,
watching EastEnders.
She definitely watches Hollyoaks. Her name's Leah and she's from Kent.
Oh, dear me.
Those people always watch Hollyoaks. Go on then.
What am I missing? Dynamite sex tip?
Yeah.
Now, weirdly, this week, the Dynamite sex tip is actually a sex tip.
Oh, God, I'm a bit scared. I might blush.
For sex with a smaller man, try the girls on top position. By like, is that right? Girls on top? It's just one, surely.
Girls or, on top.
Or you need an apostrophe there. If it's girl on is top. On top, or shorten girls on top, I don't know. Anyway, girls on top position, by lying on top of him with your thighs inside his, you'll get more control.
With your thighs inside his? How can you do what?
He does that. You need, if I had the Barbie dolls from More, yeah. I could show
Maybe
you.
We should buy some Barbie dolls and do our own thing.
He does that.
Oh, that must be difficult to get.
Yeah.
Get it in. It must be though. It'd be small as well.
Nah, it works.
Oh, hello. Someone's dropped it.
I'm a smaller man.
Oh, that's an actual sex tip. Right, well.
Yeah, who'd have thought it?
That's not a sex tip for dynamite sex. That's a sex tip for someone who's got a small penis. That's like makes sex actually work if you've got a small penis and you can't feel it normally.
Must be really small then. What, that?
Yeah, how small? Maybe it's not really in it. They just go like that and then it makes you feel like you're in it. And then it.
Because his little one is rubbing on it.
It's just him having a wank.
But that's going to be hard work then, isn't it? For the lady. Yeah. For the lady.
He thinks he's Mr. Big. This bloke in my office keeps boasting about his huge penis and fantastic bedroom technique.
God, he sounds an amazing colleague.
Plus, he keeps showing me texts from women thanking him for being such a super stud. He says I'll definitely sleep with him in the end because I won't be able to resist finding out what a real man is like. What a twat. The trouble is, he might be right. Every time he tells me how great he is in the sack, I find myself wondering if I should give him a whirl. The band is really hotting up. I don't know how long I can hold out. You are a stupid woman.
You stupid woman.
Yeah, she really is, though. Like, she's just... Well, he's obviously, like, going for her because she's just fucking the sort of girl that is actually going to be... Wow. Easily baited by something like
We've
that.
Put the microphone up too high, haven't we?
I know, I can't...
Because we keep going either side a bit like that. Like it's a boring person that we're trying to talk over.
Yeah. Anyway, I think she sounds like a twat. You go.
I need sex lessons. I bought a vibrator recently and thought it would be amazing, but I couldn't work out a good technique.
That's a trouble.
I want to know how to use it properly so I can give my man a private show. Can you help me?
So you can give your man a private show? Why? Didn't you read Leah from Kent's thing? Masturbation is supposed to be done when your partner isn't around. If you're there, you might as well have sex. Well, I suppose you could use it for different things. You could put it up his bum.
Yeah.
See if you get it like this. Oh!
Don't come with instructions, do they? They're like Macs and iPods and stuff. You don't have instructions because they're pretty intuitive.
It looks like a penis.
Where do you reckon that goes?
Maybe she hasn't had sex before. Have you got any more? I might have one more.
Nah, do your one. This one's shit.
This one's a bit shit as well.
It's about premature ejaculation.
Oh, go on.
No, that's it. It's just...
I prematurely ejaculate.
No, my partner has premature ejaculation.
I had my toenails painted in a luminous pink colour. At a party, this guy came up to me and practically drooled over my sumptuous toes. He was mesmerised. The colour is pretty attention-seeking, so I couldn't work out if he was normal or one of those weird foot fetishists. I gave him the brush off. Was I wrong? Sounds like he's gay to me. Oh, look at your sumptuous toes. That sounds like a gay man.
Or a foot fetishist.
Yeah, or a gay foot fetishist.
But, yeah, could be all of the above. But, you know, the important thing is she never got to see how big his cock was.
So Vanessa's getting... This is the last problem Vanessa's answered. She's getting really bitchy by the end of this. Listen to her answer. The poor chap couldn't win. You choose a toenail colour to get yourself noticed, and when he notices obligingly, you brand him a weird foot fetishist and tell him to take a hike. Make sure you are completely comfortable with the signals you are sending out before you go out in public. If you don't want your toes to attract attention, then go for a French pedicure.
Yeah, raw nerve there, Moody. I reckon. No one wants to look at her big hobbit feet.
Yeah, I'm done. Apart from maybe if you let me do some top tips.
There you go. I didn't even look at it. I just marked it up with a post-it.
Oh. Do you love eating a custard ice slice? Rewind, what's a custard ice slice? Anyway, do you love eating one, but find your fingers get sticky from the gooey frosting? Frostings? Are you in America? Just take the top off the treat, turn it upside down, then pop it back on. It would be easy to eat and there's no mess. This is someone who...
is fucked in the head.
Is fucked in the head and just spends all of her time eating. Wonder how fat she is.
Dread to think.
She's from Miglamorgan. That always makes me think of fat people.
Why?
I don't know, it just sounds like a place that's...
where all the fat people live.
There's like back of behind and everyone just eats and doesn't do anything. But eat. There's a fat people just living in houses eating food. Don't know, it might not be, I don't really know where it is. Maybe that's why. Maybe it's a fantasy land for me. Maybe one day I hope I could move somewhere like that and just get fatter and fatter and fatter. Live with all the fat people with everyone is fat and so it's fine.
Sharing tips on how to eat custard ice slices.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's going to work either. I'm imagining there's something on the top and then there's custard in the middle. So if you turn it off, there's custard on the top, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's going to be a bit of custard on the top.
Yeah,
fucked in the head.
Ready, steady, clean. Turn boring daily activities into a mini competition with your kids. The first one to get dressed, clean their teeth, or get in the car with their seatbelt on is the winner. This makes getting ready in the morning a lot quicker and it's fun too. That's nice. I like that.
Imagine Casper and James taking part in that competition.
That's terrible. Your mum is scary. When my children brought home their school photos, I couldn't find a nice frame to put them in. It's ever so hard to find a nice frame these days, Crispin.
Yeah, especially with pound shops.
So instead, I customised an old frame by gluing pens and rulers on it. Very studious. Now my star pupils look fat. Look at it. It looks well stupid.
The fuck?
It's just got rubber on it there as well. This one stores her bathroom cleaner and antibacterial spray in her child's old ballet pumps that she's grown out of.
Okay, great.
That's a bit freaky. Ooh. Oh, no, don't know when to care about this. This is really boring. Well, no, this is another Miglamorgan. So I don't want any more from Miglamorgan. I've had my lot tonight. That's it. Charlie's Top Tips is over for the week. Have we got any comments?
No.
Oh, it's 43 minutes again. How do we manage that? We need to spend less time on our...
babbling idiots.
We'll talk about this offline, but we do need to spend less time on the celebrities and more time on the problems, don't we? 15 minutes of ebbs.
Yeah, they are boring cunts.
Anyway, is it true that we don't have a song to play out to you this week?
It's true that we don't have a song to play out to you this week. It's partially because of our own laziness and
our own busyness. It's not like we're sitting around eating fucking vanilla rice slices all day, working out how to not get them on our hands. We're busy people, Crispin. We're very popular.
Yeah.
Have you got any vanilla rice slices left? Did you eat the last one?
I did, yes. if anyone's listening, wants to send us a recommendation for a band, I do have some actually. I'm just too lazy to sort them out.
Oh my god!
Okay, is it bedtime?
Well, it's 10:15 already.
Goodness gracious me! Oh, also, no podcast next week. We're having a week off.
Having a week off. Week after, hopefully Black Barbie will be here.
Oh, yeah, that's hopefully. Right. Black Barbie's back in the treehouse.
He's back.
So then we'll have to do loads of celeb shit with him.
Yeah.
We'll probably go on for like an hour.
Have to do like an hour and a half special.
It would just be him talking, basically. Kind of guess exactly what he thinks about every single celebrity.
Oh my God, would you look at that? Anyway, good night.
Good night, America.
America.
Wherever you are.